Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
Allowing grace to flow freely means we let others be. You look different, we let you look different. You see things differently, we let you see things differently. You don't dress like most dress, that's fine. Dress like you want to dress. You respond certain ways. That's what grace is all about. So let me give you the traps. If we're going to embrace the principle that grace, in order to flow freely, means that we let others be, then we first must guard against the trap of comparing. Comparing. Comparison is lethal. You say, well, I'm not sure we compare. Well, let's try these on for a second. We compare musical tastes. We compare financial incomes. We compare marital status. Spirituality based on externals. We compare size of homes, choices of vehicles, types of vacations, clothing labels, schools we attend or our children attend. We compare academic degrees. We compare blue and white collar jobs. And all of that nullifies grace. It gives us no room for differences if we must all do what you or I think everybody ought to do. God loves differences. He made the zinnia as well as the orchid. He made the buzzard as well as the butterfly. I mean, visit the zoo. Some of the animals make you laugh out loud when you see how they have been made. The giraffe doesn't look at all like a swan. And the crocodile doesn't look a thing like a toad. Well, maybe a little bit, but not a whole lot like a toad. He made the galaxy of the stars above us and all of their resplendent beauty, and he made the swamplands around us. He made it all, and he found those differences delightful. So in light of God's love for variety, doesn't it make sense that God would like us to stop comparing? Wouldn't that be wonderful if you just quit worrying about what someone else does or makes or drives? Wouldn't that be great, a great way to live? You say, well, I don't do that. I really leave people alone. Wonderful. You're different. That's great. Many would have to confess they get hung up on external things. I made a list. Going to movies or live theater. Wearing cosmetics, playing cards, watching television, wearing certain clothing, driving certain cars, wearing certain jewelry, listening to certain music, having lovely and elegant possessions, owning a second home at a lake or at a ranch or in the mountains, getting a facelift, drinking coffee, having a glass of wine at a meal or a glass of champagne, attending a certain denominational church, eating certain foods, working out in leotards, riding a Harley or whatever you may want to list. Everything's funny till you get on the one that you don't believe in, and then it's, you don't know why everybody else is laughing because you're serious about.
God loves differences. When you extend grace to others, you allow them the freedom to be different and to be who they are, not who you think they should be. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Looking Within, Allowing Grace to Flow Freely, was copyrighted in 2002, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2012 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.